All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, we've had our first coaching casualty in the National Football League this season as head coach Joe Philbin was relieved of his duties by the Miami Dolphins. Now, in three-plus seasons with the Fins, Philbin compiled a record of 24-28. He never had a winning season there. And after a 1-3 start in 2015, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross decided that it was time for a change. Now, you look at some of the things that have gone down on Philbin's watch. Of course, there was a bullying scandal that rocked the Miami Dolphins a few years ago involving former offensive tackle Jonathan Martin and former guard Richie Incognito. You look at the fact that Philbin brought in Ryan Tannehill, or he drafted Ryan Tannehill to be his starting quarterback in 2012, and these two have worked together, but they've been unable to get the Dolphins back to the postseason for the first time since 2008. You also look at the fact that Miami went out and made a splash this past offseason by signing defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh, and he has not delivered in four games. And right now, Suh looks like a guy that is simply unmotivated out there playing football. You look at this Miami Dolphins team this year. They had a very basically scrap and claw to get their only victory of the season, which went back to week number one when they defeated the Washington Redskins. Since then, they've lost three games. They lost surprisingly on the road in week two to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which was followed up by a beatdown at the hands of the Buffalo Bills at home, 41-14. And then, of course, this past Sunday, they traveled to Wembley Stadium in London, England, and they lost to the New York Jets. And it was a game. The final score was 27-14, but the final score, for my money, was really not indicative of how the Dolphins played, because that game was not that close. Now, Philbin has been replaced by tight ends coach Dan Campbell, who is the interim head coach. He's going to have that tag for the remainder of the year. And Ross has said he's going to give him an opportunity to interview for the head coaching job once the season ends. But you look at Campbell's resume. He has a resume as a former NFL player. He played 4 years with the New York Giants. He was a part of their Super Bowl team back in 2000. He also played for the Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions, and New Orleans Saints. And from his introductory press conference and his first team practice, Campbell is attempting to change the culture with this team. Number one, in his first practice, he started things off with a good old-fashioned Oklahoma drill. You look at his introductory press conference, and he talked about toughness and accountability, and that's something that this team was lacking. And the thing for me with the Dolphins and this whole thing that was a head-scratcher was the fact that players are looking to be motivated to play. Now, as a player in the National Football League, I have never gotten to that level. But the thing is, as a player in the NFL, if you need your head coach or your coaches to motivate you to go out there and play, there's a problem. And that comes back to accountability. That comes back to respect for the game, and it comes back to leadership. And these are three things that the Miami Dolphins are lacking. And this is a team, honestly, that has been searching for a leader since Dan Marino retired in 1999. From that time, Miami has only had three playoff appearances, and they are a team that is still searching for answers. Now, you look at Miami's next five games. Due to the fact that they played over in London this past Sunday, they will be off in week number five. But in week six, they will be on the road to take on the Tennessee Titans, which will be followed by a home game against the Houston Texans. Then in week number eight, Miami will be on the road on Thursday night to take on the New England Patriots, which will be followed by another road game against the Buffalo Bills. And finally, in week number 10, they'll be on the road to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. At least for the first game, I believe that the Dolphins are going to come out and be a physical team, because Dan Campbell is going to get after them. Now, the thing is, the other 11 games after that, we'll have to wait and see. But if you are a player in that Miami Dolphins locker room right now, you've been put on notice by Stephen Ross, your owner, And you've also been put on notice by the interim head coach and Dan Campbell. And this also goes for Ryan Tannehill, because guess what? Nobody there has any attachments to him anymore. So everybody has to go out there and play for their jobs right now. And I think that you are going to see a more competitive Miami Dolphins team down the stretch. But at the bottom, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is this: there still needs to be some type of accountability on this team. And I see Campbell as a guy that can hold people responsible down there in South Florida. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 5 in the National Football League. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, I will follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like that as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.